Hi, this is Lala from the Pink Geek Podcast, and you're listening to Foul Monkeys.
For shizzle.
Herbalicious. Ace to the E to the RB.
This is Ricky.
This is Misty.
This is Stefan.
Hi, this is Johnny.
Samantha.
Oh. It's me, it's really come.
I like it when you call me Big Papa.
Oh, you're depressed, sister.
This is Brandy.
This is Herb. How's it going?
This is Carlos.
I'm Nate. But cool.
And Ryan.
Good.
And you're listening to Foul Monkeys.
Praise white Jesus. Praise white Jesus.
Okay, guys, no more Hairspray, no more Transformers, no more Guitar fucking Hero, and no more Xbox Live Arcade. I don't want to hear, or Harry Potter, or I don't want to hear about that stuff anymore, because I can't get away from it. It's like a disease I cannot stop. Every
I
day,
love Guitar Hero.
I work
at Walmart, though.
Even in the electronics section.
Even on my day off, I cannot get away. It's like everywhere. Everybody's talking about it. It's like, doesn't anybody do anything different?
No.
That's not that?
No.
There's no such thing as unique.
That's the problem with the world.
You can't do it. There's too many people to be unique.
Welcome.
Even if you're in the 1%, you're still like millions of people who are just like,
let Ricky open the show.
Open the show, Ricky. Open it up. Break it wide open.
Open like vagina.
Please open the show.
Welcome to Foul Monkeys.
Burst that shit.
Episode 108.
Pop that fucking cherry.
This is Ricky.
Take it like a man.
This is Ryan.
This is Herb.
This is Stephanie.
That wasn't sexy. Say it's sexier.
No.
Please.
I only do that at work.
Get it shouty.
Only at work.
Get it, shorty.
Yeah, that song's done.
I hate that song.
It's done forever. Like, no more.
You gotta sell it somehow.
Digital upgrade.
I feel like I'm making love to the microphone.
You should.
I always do.
Let's get it on.
All I need to do is put on some Barry White.
So, we haven't actually introduced ourselves in a while to tell them about the show or where the show's come from.
They should know by now.
Well, we had a new listener.
They could suck a dick.
They
probably do.
I think he does, actually.
Most of our listeners.
Well, why don't you guys
or
suck a dick?
Or most of our listeners should.
And if you aren't currently with anyone right now, just proposition strangers.
I'm going to start out by introducing the new listener. His name is Danny J, and guess where he's from?
Danny J?
Texas.
Texas.
Motherfucking Texas.
Are all our listeners in Texas?
Yes.
All our listeners live in Texas.
Okay, hold on. So I'm reading, we have a listener named Angus who lives in Canada. He goes by Gadzooks.
It's what's for dinner.
Online. Yeah. He's talking about things that he doesn't like. And number two, right here, he goes, people who diss something in an attempt to be cool or something. This usually happens around movies. People will say something absolutely sucked when it clearly was awesome. Shut the hell up. Yeah, but
computer.
Dude,
some stuff sucks.
Yeah, and it's not opinion. It's fucking fact.
Yeah.
Just because everybody else thinks it's cool does not mean it's cool.
Is this a bitch session show? Because
yeah.
I don't think I'm interested.
All right, well, turn my microphone off, bitch. Keep going.
Turn my headphones up.
I'm going to turn something off for you.
Oh, wait, that's not sexy at all.
I know. I was like, wait.
It's like the opposite of sexy.
I'm going to turn you off with my ass.
You do that. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, I probably could.
You do.
Okay, so.
Oh, so new listener, Danny J.
What yeah, Danny J. We actually have a Danny J and a Danny G in Texas.
Oh, shit.
Dang.
But anyway, he wrote, hey, guys, gals, and everything in between. I just started listening to your show this past week. I've gone back and listened to probably the most recent 5 or 6 episodes. Probably? You better have.
Okay.
I was interested in the evolution of your podcast, so I was going to listen to some of the first episodes, but they don't seem to be available to download any longer. However, from the descriptions, it seems like the podcast was initially Ricky and several gal pals.
I don't know what he means when he says that.
Well, he thinks Gina was a girl, probably. He has never heard any of the shows.
Oh, okay.
So Herb didn't come along until later, and I'm really curious as to how that all went down. Insert your own pun here.
I
actually don't know this.
There's video on YouTube of how XTube of how it all went down.
I'm going to add little bitches along the whole way of the episode. Yeah, 300, shut the fuck up, no more.
I've picked up that Herb is originally from Arizona.
That was a good movie.
Did he move to Florida specifically to be with Ricky, or was he already living in Florida? And none of my people are listening.
I'm listening to you. That's why I was just.
But our arrows will block out the sun.
We all have to pretend like we did not talk about this shit before.
Our insults will block out the sun.
So we're filthy foul monkeys.
Then we will record in the shade.
And I haven't heard any of the gal pals on the recent shows I've listened to. What happened to all of them?
We killed and ate them.
I'm a gal pal.
Danny J. This is the history of foul monkeys.
What? Well, I'm a man.
Ricky's telling a story.
I'm just saying. I just want to. Let it be known that I am a man.
We know that you're all that is
all
man.
That all is that man. Is man.
And Harry.
Yes.
All that is manly. So,
I'm like a tiny lumberjack.
The history of foul monkeys.
He is.
A tiny lumberjack.
Are you like the Paul Bunyan of the bedroom?
Paul Bunyan! Oh.
He slams down his hammer.
Yes.
Or axe. Excuse me.
I slam it down.
He does slam hammer. It down.
Because you hammer trees in the forest.
So, history of foul monkeys. Foul monkeys was originally started by me and my friend Eddie, or Gina.
Eddie.
And around 50, 52, 53 episodes, a few things happened, and we actually separated from the podcast, and now he has his own podcast called Gay Dessert. Go check it out. And so, basically, after that, my friend Samantha became the host for, 2.5 seconds.
Yeah, she's dang. Funny.
And then, who was after Samantha?
I don't know what that dang was for.
I had a couple guest hosts after Samantha. Ryan and Misty have actually been on the show since the beginning.
But then we had a brief hiatus of 50-some episodes.
Right. So then Herb actually met up with us while we're still recording in the 40s and 50s. And then Herb fell madly in love with me and could not stand to be apart from me, so he came to Florida for me.
And then I started talking to him. I'm just joking.
That would be so creepy.
So then, I guess, episodes, 90, 91, Stephanie came in, I think?
Yeah, I started at 75, I think. And then you started.
Oh, okay. I thought we were talking about Stephanie now.
Yeah. It's
dang. The burnisode.
I know you guys are really bitchy.
See, now I'm going to talk about more bullshit that shouldn't be.
Oh, so, and then Stephanie came in, and I think it's been pretty much us for the past 10 shows, I guess.
Because you guys did the Dustin and Drew one.
Oh,
and
yeah,
I
yeah.
There,
yeah.
And I'm kinda
we have a lot of guest
hosts.
Wait,
Dustin and Drew?
Dustin and Drew, yeah.
Yeah.
And Dominic.
Oh. Yeah.
Where is Drew? I thought he was coming.
He wanted to hang out with his padre.
I like turtles.
Dude, is he semi-gay or was gay or bi or confused?
No.
He could so be gay. It's not a problem.
I can see that, yeah.
But him and Dominic could easily be
gay. Hey, man, that sounds pretty good.
Dominic, I think, is bi.
Dude,
but
Dominic
even
is.
See that?
Yeah, it's just like
I'm
Jack Black.
Sure
it's like that kind of guy that's so funny you don't want to ask him if he's gay.
No, I'm pretty sure.
I'm sure he
bi.
Is. Because you're telling me
positive.
He is, but if I saw him on the street, I wouldn't. That's not what
dude.
I
think he's like. I think he's
dude.
Like,
I think long
he's
hair.
75, 25.
Well, I think he's just gamer.
He's on that. Yeah, he's on that. He's on that border of really nerdy straight guy and gay guy. You know what I'm saying? Mean, long hair, Jack Black, Tenacious D, Aqua Teen Hunger Force. He's right
crazy.
On that line.
I'm off the chain.
I don't know. I get gamers, kind of guy from I'm not gay.
Yeah. It's a very fine line between straight dorky guy.
Gamer
and
gay. Gamer.
You're silly.
Hey.
Anyway, that's the history.
An M and an F.
I thought there was
a gamer and a gayfer.
I was hoping there'd be more stuff to it.
You know what the difference is between a gay guy and a straight guy? 6-pack of beer.
A 6-pack?
Dude. Yeah.
You can't even get me to go down on you for a 6-pack. It takes a little
I
more
wouldn't
than that.
Ask you to.
Not bullshit. You in bullshit. Specific.
Yeah, I know. Like, was a how general. Much is that? Like $8 or something?
Name,
yeah.
Name this beer. I say I can do it in one.
Maybe like after, some blow.
After two, beer, after two beers, this it. Is what we hear.
Maybe I say blow. I can do it with like a drop.
Not from you.
No, from you after two beers.
Not from you, though, or because oh. of you.
You wouldn't oh. be able to take what I got, baby.
All right.
Damn.
I told you, you have like the biggest balls ever. ever.
How does that affect me, though?
Dude.
The only thing it that it would affect
you wouldn't have any roast beef curtains left.
Air. Yeah. Like bruised vagina balls.
What are they, like, made out of, like, steel or?
Of course.
I don't know.
Steel balls.
Clackety clack.
So, Danny, yes, that's the history of Foul Monkeys. I hope that was good enough for you. If not, email us, call us, whatever. Yak. Don't comment. Oh, what do we got on the list? Foul Monkeys. Oh, we're being sued.
Oh.
For gay shit. Like, I don't even know this bitch.
Hold on,
but
hold
shut
on.
The fuck
we're
up
being
already.
Sued.
At first, dude. I was like, we are.
You know what's cool, though? Is
I don't even know this bitch.
But hopefully, by up. Us talking, she'll continue to listen.
Right. She so will.
This is what's going to happen. Yeah. After the show, I'm going to be like,
maybe they'll talk about me next episode.
Wait. Yeah, is the bitch there? So, would you care to explain Stephanois?
I'd love to. So, I get this message. I'm checking my MySpace today, and I get this message from Steven's ex-girlfriend, Danny.
Steven is Stephanie's ex.
Well, it's my ex's ex, which
right,
is never a messaging situation. You should never be messaged by your ex's ex.
Yeah, it's weird.
It is weird.
I was just saying because people like my
Yeah. Well, I've talked about her before, and then we'll get to that. But she messages me, and she's very upset because we talked about her on one of the episodes. Apparently, the guy who's doing her right now listens to the show.
Yeah, I'm screwing this guy.
I'm screwing this guy.
Like, and he, like, played me. The podcast, like, while we were fucking...
I don't remember his name.
The guy who does me.
Maybe
no.
Give me a popsicle.
So she's saying that I guess I called her a slut. I don't even remember calling her a slut. I mean, you are a slut, but, but I would like to say that this is my personal opinion. This is in no way factual knowledge.
But she did
it's factual
start
from your
the
opinion.
Email with
The disclaimer.
Please,
Ryan.
It's
please
factual from your opinion.
The opinions and expressions on Foul Monkeys are in no way.
Actual
opinions based
anything.
On the anything of the
anything,
et cetera, et cetera.
This is a fucking podcast.
And shut the hell up! Don't listen if you.
And
don't
we don't get paid.
So she's pissed off because I called her a slut, and I guess I mentioned her name. And she's also pissed off about the truck thing, which I don't understand why you would be that. Obviously, she feels guilty about it in some way, or she knows that she fucked up by giving him the truck or whatever. Because she keeps harping on it. Get the fuck over it.
I know you're
but if you
want
to know what the
message
said,
right
go
now.
To...
Oh, it's on the blog. I posted it on the blog, of course. Mm-hmm. Like, first thing. Like, 10 seconds after I got it.
she was like, Ricky, no way, guess what? And I'm like, what? And she's like, oh my God, read this. And I was like, oh my God, Bucky.
So, she wants me to give more information about the truck thing, because she says that...
it wasn't rusted.
It wasn't...
Yeah, what? The whole story wasn't given.
Oh, the whole story wasn't given. So here's the backstory. The backstory is Steven stole the car from me. He took it out of county into Arcadia from me, did not give me any money to pay for it. I had it repoed. So,
repo!
Because I'm not going to pay for his fucking vehicle. All right? He didn't give me any money for it. There was a whole insurance thing, which I will admit, the insurance thing.
No child
my bad.
Support.
Well, that's why. He gave me money to pay his insurance. Right? But he didn't give me any money for child support. I didn't have any money. I used it for the baby. All right? I called him.
How dare you use other people's money for a baby?
Well,
you mean his his money.
Next time you should just drop it off in a drop-in in Japan.
Oh my God, no.
I'm totally joking.
So I used the insurance money to take care of our child together. Seriously. And so I didn't pay his insurance. So he lost his license. So he said he wasn't paying for the car. And I told him I was going to get a repo. You're So I said I was going to get repoed. She gives him the truck. But she gave him the truck before that car was ever repoed. So she can kiss my fucking ass. She totally gave him that truck before.
Yeah. And junk.
Yeah. Whatever. I will say whatever I want about her. She can. She's so litigious. She's
litigious.
I like, yeah, I'm gonna sue you because you said bad stuff about me on your MySpace.
Like, I'm upset because, like, if I write mean messages about you, but then you write them back about me
and everything, she's always like, "I'm gonna sue all this you." Shit. She, how many? I told her very specifically not to message him anymore. I blocked her original MySpace from mine so she could not.
So she made another one so she could get to you?
She sends her messages to me from her daughter's MySpace, all right?
And her daughter is how old?
Her daughter is two, all right? And she's saying that what did she say in that message she sent to you about the.
Oh, shit.
She was all like, what? What is it?
I saw the cat. Look at the cat.
That's like the biggest ant I've ever seen.
With wings.
God, that's like an African ant.
That's like a paratrooper ant.
Shit.
Oh, that thing's huge.
A paratrooper.
I don't like it being above me.
Yeah,
look, oh, it's that's what she right said.
Hey, tell Nas to get.
Hey, man, that sounds pretty good.
How's he gonna jump on the ceiling?
I don't know. Nas, get
that cat. I mean, get that.
Get that thing. Go.
All right, y'all continue talking.
Okay.
Just smack it with one of my shoes.
So she sends a message to Ricky.
Here.
M word.
Wait, it's gonna drop him. Wait, M word.
Why?
Wait, he's gonna hit the fan. Wait, here, smack it with my shoe.
It's going to get on Stephanie, and then she's going to freak out and hurt your microphone. Smack,
and watch out, Stephanie.
No.
Oh,
it fell over there. It fell
on your pants. What? Oh, my pants. What? Serious?
No.
Is it that right there?
I don't know. Is it in my hair?
Currently, we're experiencing technical difficulties and difficulties. Killing young insects.
Why did you have
wings?
To kill it right above her?
It's okay. It hit me. So
still.
Oh, I was going. Don't say anything about what she said about him.
Why?
Because that could be.
No, that's defamation
dude,
of his character.
Whatever. It's a podcast. We don't get paid.
No. That she said it. She can't. No, it's only defamation of character if I'm saying untrue things about her, but she's saying that this is true, so she can kiss my ass. I'm not saying her daughter's name. Whatever.
Oh, no, not that part. What she said about Steven.
What about...
The
no,
M part.
That's fine. No, she's pursuing legal action about that. She's saying
oh,
it's
for
true.
Real? Oh,
yes.
Oh. Well, let's not talk about that part.
Why?
Because.
I would
that's
like to
bad.
Bring up... No, it's not. She's saying it about my ex-husband, the father of my child.
Welcome to the days of our lives of Stephanie.
I know.
Oh, in Taco Bell or Taco Silver, we were talking about
which is Taco Bell and Long John Silver's put together.
Yeah, for anybody that doesn't know that, just like put it together.
I like
real quick.
Silver Bells.
No, because
that's good.
The other day, I was telling somebody about how we have
silver
like KF Taco Silver Hoods in Phoenix, and nobody knew what I meant. I'm like, dude.
Yeah,
see, Taco Bell, Pizza Hut.
Yeah,
and
they're getting
Silver.
Really common now.
Yeah.
I really I was surprised by the KFC Pizza Hut because I don't think I knew they were both part of the Yum Corporation, but I always forgot that they both were because those were the combination I rarely see. It's usually like A&W, Long John Silver's, and Taco Bell mixed together in some weird sexual.
So we were talking about the Apple thing though.
Oh, about how it was
I was
cool.
Like,
oh,
I was like, they don't make viruses for apples unless you're Jeff Goldblum sending a virus into some alien spaceship in Independence Day. That's the only virus on a Macintosh.
We'll use virus to kill them.
Right. That's the only one ever.
When I said no, I said save it for the show. I want to hear somebody say because he actually said a good thing about apples are
yeah. Like,
and then he said that
like,
I was like, oh, we need to have that.
The only good thing about an apple is that I mean, like they have.
That's
a pretty cool style, and they yeah, and they don't have viruses because there's no
They're
point.
Pretty,
but it's like I would love them a lot more. I think I would have so much more respect for them if they were the way they were
oh,
in the
that
80s. Where?
It's crawling, but it's behind your monitor. It's on.
It's
some
crawling.
Ports.
Oh my god!
Yeah, it's alive. It's
what
totally
the fuck
alive.
Is that bitch? No. For people listening
Ricky.
At home, this
Arnold
is a gigantic, like carpenter ant with
it's
wings.
It's like 2 inches long.
It's like an ant that ate like a cockroach.
And not you're like your yum, pussy yum, yum. Northern cockroaches. I'm talking about some Florida.
Like African, like big as like, your hand cockroaches.
Like they hiss at you. I went into a, I swear to God, I went to a public restroom one time. A cockroach stood up on its like back legs and went.
To go,
it made this like spicy. Flapping, hissing noise at me. And I was like, holy shit. And I was like, that fucking cockroach is going to stab me.
And then Ryan left his kitchen.
All right, wait. So
no, this is a public restroom. This is...
Wait, okay. So what I was going to say was that I would have a lot more respect for Apple if they would just stop with their marketing, like, we're the coolest thing ever. It's like, Dude, the minute you have to tell everybody you're cool is the minute you're not cool anymore.
Yeah.
Like, you don't have to make fun of Windows just to be cool. If you're already cool, then everybody would already know it. You don't have to tell everybody. And they overprice everything.
I don't understand. Your
you don't
segue,
see Linux advertising.
That wasn't really. It was something that we were trying to remember
like,
what
were
we talking about
earlier. And that's I just remember.
Oh,
so anyway, are we finished about our lawsuit? Are we scared?
No, I'm
okay.
Not finished.
Because I really don't know what she's going to sue for. She might be
she
able to take
can't.
My mixer.
She's going to sue for like slutty.
I know that's a super.
I think it's
mixer.
The most expensive thing that I have.
I know, or she's going to sue me for the debt that Steven left me.
She can sue me. She can sue me.
She can sue me.
She can sue me for my 1995 Mercury Tracer.
Oh,
Ford.
Yeah, that's cool.
With a spoiler.
How much did you pay for that?
$2.
Did you really only pay?
No, like $900.
I paid $1 for my Escort.
Awesome.
I bought it for my dad for $1.
Like, so, literally
$1? Yeah, like, literally, I gave him $1, and
it wasn't like, hey, go get yourself a soda.
No,
and then,
I gave him $1.
Okay. Oh, did we let everybody know that we have like a magic erase board?
No.
Is that what they're called?
We don't need
to
let
dry
them
erase
know,
board.
But a dry erase board. A magic erase
magic
board.
Magic erasers.
It's magic.
It's
magic. Yeah. You know. I was going to say, is this like a children's
so
show now?
We're kind of organized.
Let's write it on the magic erase board.
I'm sure there will be more about number two on the board next week. But we're not going to call her name anymore.
We'll call her...
Psycho Slut.
The Revenge.
We'll call her...
Because we already had a psychic slut, but that one was a
we'll
guy.
We'll call her Zanny.
I don't want to call her Zanny.
That's too close to Xanadu.
Yeah.
Or Xanax.
What's
no,
Xanadu?
We no, we call her Psycho Slut.
Wait, what's Xanadu?
Xanadu? Oh, my God.
Steffi's radio.
Was my radio
alias.
Name.
It was her original radio name because we weren't for sure if we should say it or not.
I don't know.
Oh.
Well, you were recording with us.
I don't remember that shit.
You're such a
I think it was back when you were on Skype still.
Danny the douche.
No. Oh.
And Ricky was like, are you listening? You're like, yeah, yeah.
DD.
Twat nozzle.
Oh.
What? Exactly.
So Ryan sends me a picture on, all four
we
of us have sidekicks
little
now.
Deuce.
Yeah, we do.
So
I'm
ridiculous.
So excited. Little
yeah, I think because of that, I'm just going to get rid of it. I'm just joking. I'm
little
do
deuce.
But I do think that deep. But pretty soon I think I will get tired of spending
bitches.
An extra $20 a month, so I think
skinny
I'll just take out my SIM card and put it in my old phone.
I'm cool with it. I love it.
Yeah, so, not you, Mr. Forget the Rent.
Ouch.
You forgot the rent.
Damn.
Are you guys going to be evicted?
Oh, are we pulling out
we're
pulling out the guns?
We're fine, but it's like...
How do you forget every day?
That's really loud.
Yeah, it's too loud.
I'm sorry. It's not for me.
Well, how do you do that? Like, how do you forget to pay the bill for where you live at?
That's what I was wondering.
No, I just didn't
I understand
have
why, but it's just like, dude.
Because we've been working like 40, 45, 50 hours at work.
Yeah.
So when I went down to regular 40 hours, I actually forgot how much I made. So I got
my
check and I was like, I think they fucked it up. And I got to work and they're like, no, we didn't.
Here's my thing. If you're broke and you need extra money, get rid of excess cell phone bullshit and get rid of cable that we never watch.
No.
That would be my first thing.
But it costs $200 to cancel.
We can get rid of the cable if you want, but you can just give me that money for the rent then.
Yeah, but at least it'll go to use.
So you're still spending $80.
Yeah, but it'll go to use. That's the point, is that if we don't use it, there's no reason to pay for it.
We use the cable.
I watched it once in the past 3 weeks.
You're lying.
No, I'm not. You can look at the DVR. It's full of Wheel of Fortune and bullshit that we don't watch. It just records it for no reason.
Is
well,
Wheel of Fortune
take it
yours?
Off. Yes.
Yeah, but it just keeps recording it. I never watch it.
Until you tell it to stop, it's going to keep doing it.
I know, but I don't watch it enough to even pay attention. Like, I don't know.
Anyway,
do
Ryan sent
TV?
Me. I do. I watch
no,
the TV.
No, he doesn't.
I watched it yesterday with Samantha. And then we played Wii, and then we watched more TV.
I think everybody should have cable. If you don't have cable, you're old.
Maybe regular cable, but not all this newfangled shit.
You're old.
I mean, Ryan, why don't you tell us about the picture that you sent me on my socket?
What picture?
Tomato.
Oh, well, Val dropped a tomato on the ground, so I made a little danger sign.
But why didn't you just pick it up and throw it away?
Because it was a hazard.
What? What?
Okay.
Oh, real quick.
Another reason for the sign was because I was walking through the hallway at work. Apparently, we have a roof leak at work. Imagine that.
Oh, imagine that.
At Ghetto Central Services.
Remember when the ceiling fell in? Do you remember that?
Yeah, when that piece of rebar almost sliced my brain open.
I know, right?
Like, fell like this, like through the ceiling. There was a hole this big in the ceiling because a piece of rebar fell like perfectly straight down like that. It went and then hit the ground, and I was like, shit.
Like,
but like there's a there was a sign they were using the caution wet floor signs to denote that the floor was wet because the roof was leaking
and they know half the people there can't read there.
And because the custodial staff does not speak any English and does not
say look out
English,
they had to say peligro,
they didn't remember to take off the sign that was currently on there saying bathroom closed for cleaning. So in the middle of the hallway
was
a sign that said bathroom closed for cleaning with two trash cans sitting next to it.
Wait, what?
And I was like, oh, this is not a bathroom.
Oh, that would have been great if somebody would have sat down and took a shit in it.
Okay, so I have another thing. No more motherfucking plain white tees. No more Hey There, Delilah. I cannot take it one more time.
Hey there, Delilah.
What are you talking about?
They have a really funny commercial actually here in town. I'm sure everybody knows that song.
Woo! Ryan's getting
Ryan's
sexy.
Taking it off. All right, so I'm pretty sure all of our listeners have heard the Plain White Tee song, and here they have a really funny commercial.
Oh, is that a band?
Yeah, it's like, Hey There, Delilah.
Ryan's I have a plain white tee on.
Well, anyway,
I didn't get that until just now.
It's an undershirt.
All right,
well,
so
I thought it was funny, but now it's a band and it's not funny.
Anyway, so they have this commercial where it's
challenging.
Like,
now we have to dance. What are you, dude? This stomp in the yard. Where are you from?
Did you really watch that?
No, that's what the commercial depicts. Oh, okay. Is them being like, this stomp in the yard. Where are you from? Like, because everybody's always like, oh, yeah. Like, it happens all the time at work. People are just stomping the yard.
I will tell you where I'm from. I'm from Compton.
Me and my homeboys,
we get it on every day in the yard.
We break it out funky fresh.
We ride it dirty in our dirty clothes.
Straight up.
Homie.
I am from the street.
Mexicans.
Oh, we misspilled bottled water.
You didn't number it.
It's with the tomato sign.
Oh.
How is it with?
They are
anyway,
no way connected.
The bottled water one I really don't need to pull up any information on. I just recently found out that Dasani and Aquafina are both tap water.
Oh, yeah.
That's, dude, that's from all like they are. Yeah. Is just tap water that's been filtered. Shit. And regular tap water that comes out of your sink is 40% healthier.
Ooh.
Than tap water. That
what
you
about
get
Zephyr
out of
Hills water?
Unless it's well
Zephyr,
water.
Yeah, unless it's spring water. Spring water is actually like spring water, but and then it has, you know, like minerals.
From God
and things
knows
in it.
Where,
yeah.
Where there actually is. A
hopefully,
spring.
It's from well Zephyr Hills, Florida, where it's where they have livestock every year. So there's a chance that you'll hallucinate if you drink Zephyr Hills water because there's so much fucking.
I think those pure water filters
LSD
are really a really good idea.
And
to
marijuana
just stick them
and
on the tap water. I think those work the best.
And Benny tablets.
Fiji water's really good.
Oh my God, this just in.
Having a Benzedrine tablet.
You remember Tim from Go Rainbow Radio?
Yes.
Remember we talked about him in the last show?
All the kids get hopped up.
So I emailed him. He emailed us and said thank you for talking about him on the show, which we're doing that again.
Oh, that's
you're
cute.
Welcome. But anyway, he says, I told him that I only use my iPod now for listening to podcasts. I subscribe to like 20. And he's like, I think I'm subscribed to like 40 or 50. Grin. I'm like, wow.
Oh, dude.
Oh,
I actually totally don't know if that's...
Do we need to dance?
Dance.
He's flexing his e-penis.
I don't know. I don't know if that's something to really brag about, though. You know what I mean?
Well,
you just got
e-served.
Cool,
but I think
Yeah, but that if you're subscribed to that many, that means you like do nothing all day but listen to podcasts. If you work in an office setting, though,
it's really nice.
Yeah, but
50 podcasts, that's more than an 8-hour shift.
I think I'd listen to 26.
I'd be all over.
But like,
did you hear about Nick Starr?
No.
Donnan, you know who he is, right? Well, apparently he was like on Twitter and like was saying he was going to commit suicide by jumping off the Skyway Bridge or something.
Why?
And now they're looking for him because they can't find him.
Skyway Bridge is on the way to West Palm, isn't it?
It's crazy. No, it's so like, scary.
Bradenton. Like,
oh, they were talking about
it. Oh, my God.
Skyway
I used to have to go across the Skyway almost every single day.
But anyway, they're looking
for
him.
So scary.
That is scary.
I didn't know this, but like when it collapsed, like in the 80s or something, like when part of it collapsed,
mm-hmm.
a lot of the cars on the Skyway Bridge didn't know that it was like an oil tanker, like cut it,
mm-hmm.
right? And like it fell away, but the cars like in the back didn't know. They didn't notice. They're just driving.
And they're driving right off into
Driving right off into the
ocean. What a freaking.
Oh my God, that would be scary.
I know. Because
it's like, so dark.
Dude, that's like in True Lies when they blow up the 7 Mile Bridge in the Keys and the people just like drive right off and all this thing goes like, no!
You can't drive off the bridge.
Get
on top.
Drive into it. No!
Can't you see?
Yeah, that was retarded.
We're like overmodulating there.
Can't you see my jet that I'm
When flying? We do Arnold, we need to step back a few
feet. Is that some kind of technical term?
Yeah.
Overmodulating.
But anyway, that's enough about Nick Starr. But anyway, that's the breaking news. So continue. Bottled water.
Bottled water.
It's gross.
Ew.
Oh, and
I love tap water, though. Tap water is good. I don't care what nobody says. And if you live in Florida, for those of you who don't know, they add a lot of fluoride to the water. And other people often think it tastes nasty.
But city water.
But what it is it's filtered to have more fluoride in it.
So it can keep your teeth healthy.
Yeah,
it keeps your teeth healthy.
Yeah, but that's a toothpaste as well.
That, like, lately, dentists have been saying that a lot more people have been having cavities because of people drinking bottled water instead of tap water.
I'm afraid of water just because my parents live in a well.
Yeah.
And I'm not allowed to drink well water.
See, well water's
gross.
I used to have well water.
It's taking me a lot to get like back into drinking regular water instead of like wanting to buy the bottle.
Don't drink the water. Brings me to the next topic that I found on the internet. Yes.
No.
Mexico, as Stephanie just depicted. That's their national anthem. It's like Cucaracha.
La Cucaracha. La Cucaracha.
Anyway, I found out that Walmart in Mexico pays their bag boys $0.
The people just take it.
Yeah, no, they go for it. They have signs up, and I guess it's called Superama or something like that in Mexico.
No,
and
the Walmart in Mexico is called Walmex.
It said it's Suprama on here on the
It
internet.
Must be like a Walmart like a little subsidiary company because
But anyway, the management puts up a sign basically says bag boys work voluntarily off gratuity. That's all they work for. Because you know, people in Mexico have a lot of money to tip people.
Some shit.
When it also stated in the exact same article that the average Mexican lives on less than $4 a day.
Oh my God.
Like $4.
That's whatever.
I live off $3.50 a day.
No, as far as like world poverty goes, $4 a day is
a lot.
Pretty fucking good.
Yeah, but it's like way below like.
I just don't understand, again,
most
countries. As most things in the U.S., why that is any of our business. I mean, I understand it's a fact.
Oh, I know.
I'm not saying you, but I mean, it's just like the only reason.
I like it because that means, and obviously it works for them. But
yeah, exactly.
If
they wanted to change it, then it would happen. You know, like, I don't know.
Yeah, it's none of our fucking business.
It's just like the whole.
Where it can, though.
Well, yeah, but I mean, it's just like the whole, like, starving Ethiopian children. It's like, dude, the only reason they know what an iPod is and what, like, birthday cake is, because we go over there and we show them what it is.
I really think that Ethiopians do not give a shit about iPods.
I know.
Think probably what they're concerned about is actually having something to eat.
Yeah.
Right, but what I'm saying
is... Or running water
or
electricity.
If they could eat an iPod, I think they'd be interested.
I'm sorry. No matter where you are in the world, everyone deserves and can need food or running water.
I know, but
we all need that. It doesn't matter if
dump grain.
It doesn't matter
ocean.
If they've never known.
And we
known
pay farmers
it.
To no, not
I know,
farm.
I know. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying it's not our problem. Their country is their way because the way it is. Listen to me. Let me talk, and then you guys can talk. I think it's definitely okay to help your fellow man because we're all human and we need to help each other. But us peering over the ocean to look at what other countries are doing wrong and us going there fixing it and showing them things they wouldn't even know anyway, and then their government's complaining about why they don't have it and how they're so poor, and then what's her name coming on, Sally Struthers coming on TV
but
trying to make us feel sorry for it.
You also have to remember they're not responsible for what has happened to them. The Europeans are for invading their continent and making them European, and then moving away after they took all their resources.
Right, but what do the Americans have to do with that?
To Europe.
Because we're from Europe, I don't know.
Exactly.
Some of the poorer countries have, you know, like dictatorship, you know.
And the thing is that, like,
governments where they're
know,
not allowed
but, like,
to do these
but that's
things.
Like Ethiopia.
That's them. I mean,
they have running water.
I don't want somebody
to
come save me from another
it.
Country, and no matter how bad it's going on where I'm at. I don't need
somebody
else.
If I lived
to do
there,
that.
I would appreciate, and I was starving, I would appreciate, you know,
I would appreciate
the
it for
US
sure, but I wouldn't rely on
helping out
it.
Where my government has failed me.
I think I would just run, like, real fast.
I don't think you can with their little bellies like they are.
And I'd get to, like, somewhere.
And a little leg.
Because check it out. Being a king in Ethiopia ain't as good as being a hobo in, like, London. You know what I'm saying?
I do think
I don't
that
they have, like, really bad teeth there.
But you're getting, like, tossed away McMuffins.
We're going off.
You know what I'm saying?
You know.
But it's a complete.
Poor African nations.
I don't know. I mean, definitely we should try to take care of our own people. But I think
because
that someone
there's so much of that poverty here that
depends
everybody ignores.
On who it is.
There are not people that are going.
Oh
without
yeah,
depends
water
on who it
food.
Is. If it's fucking, I have six kids, welfare bitch, but I drive a Cadillac. Fuck her.
Yeah,
she
dude.
Can starve.
That's Florida.
And if it's homeless guy on the side of the road who, you know, takes the money that I have given him and spends it on alcohol.
Yeah.
Fuck him.
Unless he tells me specifically he is planning on buying booze with it. If he's like, look, I ain't gonna tell you a story. I ain't gonna lie to you. I plan on getting drunk. And I'm like, all right, here's a dollar.
Hey, man, that sounds pretty good.
Yeah, I'm all about it. If you don't bullshit me, if you don't try to tell me, like, look, I'm trying to get downtown because I threw me out of community center, and then I had to go get on a train, and then the train
I don't know. I just
derailed,
don't like when,
I'm like,
when
look,
people
dude, no, I'm not giving you any money.
What I mean is I just don't like when people come to me and try to make me feel sorry for something that's none of my business and I have no concern of. Like, it's, I mean, I care about people, but it's like, don't come to me out of nowhere and try to make me feel sorry because Mexican people are living on less than $4 a day. Like, what does that have to do with anything?
I don't think I ever said that you had to
feel sorry. I'm not saying you. I'm saying, like, Sally Struthers, like, the government, like, all these things on TV, like.
Well, the people that gave Sally Struthers money, they're fucking stupid because none of that money went to those kids, so.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
You really need to research any charity organization to donate to because a lot of it goes to, like, administrative cost. Very few actually give it.
Yeah, like, why does the leader of, like, let's say, for example, I don't know, United Way have to be paid, or not the leader, but, like, the head
CEO,
person.
CEO.
Whoever.
Why do they have to pay paid $800,000? Because their job should only be about
maybe $50,000.
If you
work for a charity organization, I don't fucking care. You shouldn't be making, like, your salary should not break, like, six digits. There's no way it should ever come
it
close.
It should never break over, like, $50,000.
Yeah, seriously.
Just like the president should be paid more than
$100,000. If you really want to make money, don't work for a charity organization. That's not what charity is about.
$40,000. That's a medium.
I mean, I believe in capitalism. I believe, you know, capitalism will make things better, like, to a point.
Definitely.
But if you're taking it like that, if you're like, oh yeah, I need to be a billionaire running a fucking company.
But
like
what I mean is
are
like,
you giving, like, you know, $600 billion of that back to the fucking place you're working for? People don't need that much fucking money. Nobody needs that much money.
Look, but, like, here's what I mean, and this is just my opinion. The U.S. is we're not, like, the geniuses of the world or the adults of the world or the authority in the world. We're not. We're just other people. So every country, they have their own responsibility to take care of their shit, and that's not our responsibility, ever. And people here might feel like it's a responsibility, but I don't feel like it's mine, and because I live
Harry
in
Truman
here,
did.
I have the choice.
Listen to this.
Harry
As you
Truman.
Open your pocket for yet another natural disaster, keep these facts in mind. Marcia J. Evans, president and CEO of the American Red Cross, salary was $651,957 plus expenses. Brian Gallagher, president of the United Way, receives $375,000 base salary plus numerous expense benefits.
I'm starting a chair.
The Salvation Army's Commissioner Todd Bassett receives a salary of $13,000 per year plus housing for managing a $2 billion organization.
$13,000?
That's all he makes is $13,000.
That's awesome.
I like that guy.
Plus housing, though. Plus housing is a really good deal.
But $13,000 still.
You could get some pretty sweet shit if you don't have to worry about paying for housing.
I don't know.
That's one of the, like, the highest paid expenses that you end up paying for.
Yeah, that's what's cool about the Army.
It's like house, then car, then...
I would still want 20 in housing.
Then probably, like, cable.
That's why I'm not charitable.
20,000?
That's crazy.
I want 20 in.
Yeah, I'd say 20 in housing. If you're running, if you're the CEO, that's fucking fair. You know what I mean? That's 13,000, I don't think is that bad, though, honestly.
Does he have children, though?
And his wife probably.
Well,
works.
The thing is I wouldn't even mind if it's like 50,000, but breaking 75,000 to do charity.
Yeah, it really. If anything over 60,000, really, it seems a little ridiculous. Like, I don't care that. Yes, you are the CEO, but you're the CEO of a non-profit organization. Non-profit.
That means the people that are giving the money are giving the money.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
You're selling a product that makes you 100% profit.
And that's disgusting.
People's suffering.
So,
because they totally listen to this
number
podcast.
Number six.
Attention, number six.
I recorded a podcast with Lala and the Ninja from the Pink Geek Podcast.
Ninja.
Hi, my name is Lala, and you're watching MTV Cribs.
Bitch. There's a ninja involved in this.
Like, not Pinky Lala, but like the MTV VJ. Her
That's
name
not her
is
real
Lala.
Name.
No, real. I know, but it's like, why would you even pick
I bet somebody
VJ?
Has really named their kid Lala, though.
Seriously? Like Ray Nisha on Redonet 411?
Dig Dug.
Or 911, whatever.
Dig Dug.
I bet somebody named their
watched
kid
that movie.
Somebody
in we watched that movie, named Reno 911. She had, like, the fattest ass ever.
Yeah.
Ray Nisha Williams.
Yeah. Ray Nisha.
Was that really her butt?
I'm sure it was.
Oh, yeah, most likely.
Probably Eddie Murphy inside that, too.
Yeah.
Oh.
Damn.
Starring Eddie Murphy, and Rainier Williams.
What are you doing?
Playing with my shirt.
Oh, you're making me nervous.
Oh, yeah, and no more Green Day either. They're done forever.
Who? What?
I was going to bitch about something, and I forgot what it was.
Well, start bitching before
board?
I keep going.
No.
You got to put
I was
it on
just
the
thinking
board,
about it.
Or I can't help you.
Oh, Danny J, thanks for adding yourself to the Frapper map.
Go, Danny J.
Oh, I want to say something. Okay. There's a show that Stephanie introduced me to, that Stephanie's mom introduced hers to, and it's very funny. It's on, I think, HBO.
Yeah,
HBO. It's called Flight of the Conchords. It's pretty funny.
Super funny.
It's about New Zealanders that have a band.
I know what I want to bitch
their
about.
Their band is funny, and I enjoy it immensely.
Facebook.
Check it out.
Deleted the Foul Monkeys. Page.
What?
Fuckers.
Facebook can suck
they?
On
are
my
they
balls.
Also, are they also owned by Greg from Bear 411?
We wish we were MySpace.
Shit.
Let me tell you what they said.
You're not cool enough and you don't go
live
to
from Facebook says, Facebook profiles are intended for use by a single individual. Groups, clubs, and other types of organizations are not permitted to maintain an account. I apologize for the inconvenience, but you'll no longer be able to use this account. If you would like to use Facebook to bring your organization together and coordinate activities, we offer a groups feature. Thanks for understanding.
Wait, what?
They said that because he's not, Foul Monkeys isn't one
it's
person,
not like one
he
entity.
Can't have...
No. But then they said, use our groups feature.
Yeah.
It's like, why couldn't you just...
It's a Yahoo
over.
Group.
Yeah.
It's like connected to my name.
Cut, paste.
No, it's like Yahoo group.
Cut, paste.
Like, yeah, but why couldn't they just like make the group for us since we already did all the work?
I know, right? I put a lot of work into that.
Yeah.
I added like all the guests' pictures on there.
Damn.
Even mine?
Dude, whatever.
Yeah,
Facebook,
I used MySpace
and hey,
oh, okay.
Yeah, nobody's going to see on Facebook anyway.
Yeah, everybody listen. Facebook is like Friendster. Nobody cares.
Yeah.
I like Facebook.
I never even used Friendster.
I never did either. I was like, oh, this is for lame people.
Well, and I'm not saying MySpace is great.
This is for lame.
I mean, I'm not saying MySpace is great, but it's like if you want to...
MySpace is good because everybody's on there.
Do you know what I recently
right, so why use
about,
anything? Right.
Yeah, and... MySpace is a good way for you to keep
Neopets.
In touch with people.
It's super
I still
fun.
Have a Gigapet.
Fur has like a bajillion Neo dollars.
I only have one.
You seriously? No, like no, dollars. Wait, a Neopet? Like money? She has
so
like
did DBT. Wait,
billions. Neopet, like had, yeah, they like, were both really into
well,
it.
Well, he like invested in the Neopet stock market.
Yeah.
And stuff. And I haven't done that yet. But I, at work, it's really
Fert
fun to do.
Fert just plays the
alive.
Games, though. Like
me too.
Garrett's like trying to like make money to, I guess, flex his e-penis, but...
You can buy furniture for your Neopet house, and you can buy Neopet pets.
What the hell is a Neopet?
Yeah,
it's, oh, go to Neopet. They're super cute. They're really fun.
They're like Tamagotchis, but on the internet, and you
yeah,
can
you
play
really
games and stuff like
you
that.
You really do not even mess with your Neopet. It might be like, I'm hungry, and you throw it some food.
You don't have to feed it.
Yeah, you don't really have to mess
it
with it.
It will never die.
I just play the games and
it
collect shit.
It will never die.
That's
it'll,
weird.
It'll be and like, it'll say your Neopet is starving to death, and like you'll fucking be alive
yeah,
forever.
There's a lot
I do
of
not have
you
one.
Guys that had those.
I love it. Whatever.
That is
not
my thing.
It's not bad. I'm just saying. I noticed that.
My Neopet's name is Mage Lady, and it is on World of Warcraft. I made her while I was drunk. I was like, I'm gonna make a mage, and she's gonna be a lady.
I like turtles.
And I like turtles.
If anyone, all right, everyone, right now,
write this fucking
go to YouTube
second.
And type in "I like turtles" and watch the first video that shows up. It's awesome.
Dude. Yeah, and otherwise, don't use YouTube because it sucks.
Why?
I like YouTube.
I'm sorry, I just...
Oh, I want you know Chris that provides us with a free web service here that we have for Foul Monkeys?
Yeah.
He's actually started up a new porn site.
Oh.
It's kind of hot. We're going to do a little advertising for him.
Really? Oh. Are we going to get paid?
Maybe have a contest or something.
Is
maybe some free
you?
Porn. No. But, also, I want to tell everybody that I'm working on a way to add the old shows back onto the server for a little while, for like 60 days or something.
A trial
but
period.
But if not, and if you really want the shows, if you just go like to our PayPal account and just donate like a few bucks, we'll make you a DVD full of them and send it out to you.
That's sweet.
So, you know, it takes a lot of our time to put all those shows on a DVD because we have to separate it and all that crap. And don't expect anything professional. There's not going to be a cover. There's you
it
might
be
lucky. You might be lucky if there's a jewel case.
I will just put my balls on it for you.
Hey, I'll make a cover.
That's hot.
He will too.
I'll make a cover.
Okay,
authentic
Herb
ball
will make
touch.
A cover
it's
for
like
you.
Paper and shit.
So I'm thinking if you want to have episodes 1 through I think it's 56. Or actually the pilot show through 56, if you send us like $4 or $5 in the PayPal account, we'll send the DVD out.
You're getting greedier as this goes on. It was 2 to 3. Now it's 4
I said
to 5.
A couple.
A couple is 2.
I it's say
two.
4 to 5.
A few is 3.
The minimum is 3.
Right.
And a half.
And a half.
Dollars.
$3.50.
I say $3.99.
Perfect. $3.99. That's not bad. I don't think that's bad.
That's not bad. They're getting a DVD of 56 okay. quality episode. It's a, he's got to mail it too, and it's yes. not.
Oh yeah, you do.
It's not going to be like
is it $3.99
a stamp.
Plus shipping
and no,
handling?
Not plus shipping. I think that's pretty much going to cover the shipping.
We could actually
and
probably
DVD.
Send it media mail, which is cheaper.
What?
It'll be like in
so anyway,
four pieces.
Song.
Would you rather?
Oh,
I put mine away.
Song.
Would you rather? Do this or that.
Drop a two.
Oh, he's gonna.
All right, Herb, you go first.
Oh, okay. Would you rather cough the sound of bagpipes? No. Or fart the sound of rapid fire machine gun? Like, that hasn't happened before. There we go.
Like, always, though?
That's why those shorts are hanging up on the wall.
I would love that. I would love the farting rapid fire machine, because I would go into the post office.
Oh.
And then I drop a deuce. And
no,
like,
because you'd be all...
And everybody would hit the ground. I'd be like, I'm sorry, I farted.
Yeah, but then there's that time where the cop is in there and you don't see him and then he turns around and shoots you.
Then he will go to jail.
And you'll be dead.
Yeah, but your bullet oh. farts.
If he
like
actually hits me,
there.
Like most cops have shitty aim.
You're silly.
And that is a fact, just so you know.
Yeah, man. All you have to do is
I'm
play
not
going like
to say every single cop
13.
Has shitty aim. And, of course, I will
like
probably get the
pipes.
Cop who is, like, star sharpshooter of the 56th Squadron of Copberg, Sylvania.
Copberg, Sylvania.
And I'll get that one, and he'll, like, hit me, like, slightly above the... medulla oblongata, and then I won't even feel, and I'll just be dead. Your That's like my last. I thought it was up here.
No,
it's in the back. I thought we don't use anything in the back.
No, it's your. You have your corpus callosum, and then your medulla oblongata.
Oh my god! Spinal cord. Is this nursing 101?
I thought we don't use any of the back part of our brain. I thought that was just a bunch of useless crap.
No,
I thought everything we used was up here. That's why we have
more.
Foreheads.
It's in like the midbrain. It's more midbrain than.
Anyway, I'd fart like a machine gun.
Yeah, I think I'd do that.
What
was the other one?
I said cough like a bagpipe thing.
I think a lady does that at my work already.
I don't know. Yeah, now that sounds intriguing.
That would be so annoying.
But I sound like a corn song all the time.
Or like a funeral every time you get a cold.
Yeah, or a wedding.
All right, Ryan, you're next.
Oh, that's an odd
corn. Like came costume. Back again now,
after he got corn. His throat fixed. His throat was all fucked up from doing the.
Well, hopefully they just don't come back.
Those are really funny commercials, by the way.
What?
Where it's like the mom and she's talking to her kids, and she's doing it. She's doing it like Jonathan Davis.
Oh goodness, I haven't seen
it.
That.
Was really funny. It was on the radio.
I never liked corn. Well.
Would you rather be compelled to enter every room by jumping into the doorway with an imaginary pistol drawn like the star of the 70s of a 70s shop cut 70s cop show, or invariably
like
make your orgasm face instead of smiling when being photographed?
Oh, dude, no. That doesn't. There's a different face every time you make an orgasm. It's never the same one.
I think everybody pretty much consistent. Has the O face.
Who's
yours?
Mine.
Yeah, yours. I think. Pretty consistent.
What does it look like?
It depends on what if you're doing the gibberish thing or if you're doing the noise thing.
Anyway, I'm just joking.
I don't know what either of them.
So let's pretend this is happening. Now, all right, here in a few seconds, pretend you're going to come.
I can't pretend I'm going to come.
And then let's see your O face.
He, like, goes like that, but it's almost like he looks like he's in pain, but happy pain, so. And then he starts talking gibberish, so.
Oh, tongues.
Yeah, it's hilarious. Yeah.
I would say that I would.
I like it.
I don't think I want my O face photographed.
No.
So sure I'd rather jump in through a doorway with a gun from the 70s show.
O face.
I'm going with 70s.
I don't get my picture taken very
much.
Plus, it'd be awesome when you give the cop your license. You know, he's like, what the fuck is this? You'd be like, oh, okay, it's you.
I don't know. We need to take pictures, though.
For what?
Excuse me, sir. Can I see your driver's license, please?
Some kind of dirty thing you guys are doing?
Here it is, officer. No, I was just reading my
license. All right. Would you rather never be able to smile or never be able to orgasm?
Smile.
Back that. I don't have to smile.
Are you not paying attention?
You could have honestly said, would you rather never be able to orgasm? I would have been like the other one, whatever it is. I don't care.
Would you never be able to orgasm, or would you rather never be able to orgasm? Or
that's it. No, that one. No, the opposite one. Whatever else is the opposite.
Yeah, but
not have a penis,
dude.
You know what? As long as I'm orgasm, as long as I'm coming, you know.
Yeah, but if you never smile, then nobody would ever want to orgasm with you. So it's a double.
No. You could be all sexy, like
if you never smile.
Hey, Antonio Banderas.
Nobody.
That man
doesn't
have to smile, and he can make.
He smiles.
But he doesn't have to. That's the point.
Yeah,
he just look at you, just like, look at y'all intense and shit.
Antonio Banderas is not.
And then somehow fart.
Antonio
Banderas. You'll find my flatulency very sexy.
Yes, read yours.
Would you rather make the sounds of the Bionic Man when straining physically, or make the sound of the Jeopardy theme when straining mentally?
When straining mentally.
Oh, the Jeopardy. Totally Jeopardy.
Not the Jeopardy one.
One of the really funny things about Wagner's brother is he had like a whole shitload of songs on his phone because he gets like crazy phones. Like he always has like the most expensive phone you can buy. It's like that guy, you know.
Like the iPhone now?
I don't know if he has an iPhone. I couldn't imagine him getting an iPhone, though, because that doesn't seem like his kind of thing. But, like, Anyway, he had like the Jeopardy theme.
Anytime
his dad is thinking, he always starts playing the Jeopardy theme just to piss his dad off, and I think that's hilarious.
You're silly.
I don't know. I watched too much Jeopardy as a kid, so
You're
I don't
so
like
silly
that.
Ryan.
I'd rather do the other one, the Bionic Man. I don't know what it sounds like, though.
It's the change.
I thought that was...
I totally don't
That's remember. Bionic Man.
Oh, I thought that was like some kind of murder thing.
Are you sure that's not the Million Dollar Man?
It might be the Million Dollar Man, but I thought it was very similar from Bionic Man.
I'm going to look it up.
Like, I know the Bionic Man sound plays on the Chappelle Show episode where he is, he's like doing the red balls, and he goes to like break through the car. It's that noise.
Oh, maybe it's...
Because I thought it was Bionic Man because it's like whenever he's jumping or using his bionics.
Okay. The $6 Million Man is an American television series about a cyborg working for the OSI. It's redirected from Bionic Man, so it's the same show.
So you're both right.
Wow.
And there was a spinoff called The Bionic Woman.
Yeah. I wish they're getting ready to come out with
that. That is going to be so terrible. They've never remade anything well, ever. I've never seen anything in my life remade that I was like, okay. Except for the Star Wars Special Edition.
Yeah, no more remakes.
Those are done. And even the Star Wars Special Edition kind of made me sad because you can't get the original fucking Star Wars anymore. You cannot see the original Star Wars anymore. It is like it has been purged from history.
Yeah, all you can do is see fucking Hayden Christensen Jr. now at the end.
Well, no, I mean, I'm talking about...
No,
like,
I know, but...
You know,
that's
4, 5, and 6... digitally remastered. I want to see them digitally unmastered. I'd like to see them digitally re-apprenticed.
Re-getified.
We must end the show.
No!
We have 8 seconds. Goodbye!
I know, that's what the last show is like.
Whoop, whoop, whoop.
Oh, we can do the wah-wah thing on the sirens. On the-
so... It was great talking about the history of Foul Monkeys and being sued.
The time
has
come to say
I welcome
goodbye.
The challenge.
I know, whatever. I'm glad you're listening, though. That's one more listener.
Foul Monkeys will probably cry. Because they'll miss us until we
record
a show.
Are you singing the Noggin song?
No, I'm just making this shit up. Now you done fucked it up.
Sorry.
You done fucked it all
up. I messed up my toe.
You ho.
No, you're totally singing the Noggin song.
There, no, I'm not. I'm singing
Dude.
Off the Fly.
Never mind.
The tune. I obviously know
that. That's like a sleepy time, let's go to sleep tune. If you're at work.
At 6 o'clock.
Just go to sleep. Lull you off into a sleepy chair. Fun adventure in your dream head.
Ted.
Go to sleep.
Dead.
Sleep in your cubicle.
I want to remind everyone to go to the website at www.foulmonkeys.com.
Sleeping.
Email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com. Who's touching
Sorry,
something?
That's me. I was pulling it closer to my face.
Give us a call at 206-984-FOUL. Oh, and the five people have
when
left us
up.
A review, so I have to order the bumper stickers. So if you gave us a review, email us your address so we can send that out to you. I would love maybe to have five more. That'd be super gradualistic expedalidocious.
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
I didn't say all of it.
Even the side of it.
I would really like to have some. Let's have a goal of adding 3 MySpace friends next week. If just 3 people sign up.
Well, how can we like
and on
help
the Frapper map? The listeners.
Oh.
God, Stephanie, sometimes you need a thank.
I'm sorry.
And shock.
I didn't mean to.
Any last words, people?
Liberate the G-spot.
.com.
AOL. Or AIM. Or whatever. What is it?
Would you like to give everybody your sidekick email?
No.
No.
I can. Liberate the G-spot at tmail.com or AOL.com or gmail.com or yahoo.com.
No, your Yahoo one got canceled, remember?
Nope, I reactivated it after you sent me the email.
Oh, okay.
Liberate the G-spot at any.
At anything.com.
Got mail.
Except for mail.com.
You can get a hold of Herb on AIM.
H-E-R-V-C-I-G.
You can email him at
foulmonkeys.com
because he's, foulmonkeys@gmail.com.
I don't do the email.
Because he's scared. Because there's too much.
No, I don't care. No one's going to email me.
I'm going to sue you if you don't give me your email address.
No, there's too much spam. That's what Yahoo did to me.
That's what she said.
How many times I've been called a slut? And I didn't threaten to sue anybody.
Okay, does anybody want to hear?
That hurts my feelings and junk.
Want to hear what?
I'm going to go get another tattoo to.
What are we listening to?
Feel better.
The longest word in the world. It's a 45.
Are they saying it?
Hold on.
Here.
It's a 45 letter word.
Plug it in. We'll listen to it.
Oh. I guess I could do it like that. It's a disease that coal miners get after a long time. It's also like it's called the black lung.
Are they going to say it?
Yeah, here it goes.
Turn your volume up.
New mono ultra microscopic silico volcano coniosis.
Now in British flavor. Apparently.
That's really, I could totally spell that in a spelling bee.
But yeah, 45 letter word. I remember always like people were like, what's, because you guys all said that Mary Poppins word. And I remember when I was a kid, everybody's like, it's the longest word ever. And I'm like, no, it's not.
It's not
a
45
letter word.
That's not even a real word.
Yeah, yeah.
It's Mary Poppins.
Stupid people.
You know what's the longest word in the world?
Maybe.
French and Lang Polish.
Maybe that's why they had a British person do that.
Because nobody could really say
no, because it's like supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
That is the longest word in the world.
Oh.
Did that come through this?
No.
No, it didn't.
Whoa! Ah! Feedback City! Hey, here man, we come! Good.
You're so silly.
All right. This is Ricky.
Ow!
This is Stephanie.
This is Ryan.
Are you okay?
I went to put my hand
down. Y'all should download Foul Monkeys because not everybody does it, but everybody should.
Well, how are they going to know that if they didn't download it?
Just download it.
Download
Foul Monkeys is sexy. Foul Monkeys is good. Not everybody does it, but everybody should.
There should be a Foul Monkeys drinking game.
Ooh,
like every time I bitch about something.
Yeah, every time
we should complain about
every time
somebody complains about the show.
The mic.
We should take a drink every time somebody complains about the show.
Yeah.
It'll only be like once a week.
Yeah, that's
black
like
people, AIDS, sluts.
Sluts. I really like that word. Slut.
She's a slut.
I like cunt.
Cunt is an awesome word.
And it makes
like
women
labia.
So angry. I love that word because like nothing
we
gets to
watching,
them like cunt. If you really want to get to a woman, call her a cunt.
You
Inside
are
man?
A cunt.
Is that what
Inside
it was?
Man?
Where he's all like, you're a magnificent cunt.
Yeah, dude. That movie's fucking
was he talking
bad
to Jodie Foster?
Ass.
Yeah, it was hilarious. Yeah.
She is
that
a magnificent
is so
cunt. Like, she, as a human being, she's a magnificent cunt.
I liked her in that movie.
And she's Lebanese.
Dude,
a woman can do anything a man can do.
That is a
and I'm
going to
prove it in every single movie I ever do, ever.
Except for that one movie that she did where she got raped up against the pinball machine.
Yeah.
What?
Except for that one.
Yeah. What I don't think that.
A woman can get raped just like a man can get raped.
Like American History X?
Wow, she sounds kind of like British.
She has like way too much like retarded feminist crap to prove.
I don't mind.
I like feminists.
Dude.
I do not like feminists.
That movie was really good, too.
Feminist what? Equals chauvinist.
I like feminists
like
and their
the
hygiene
bomb
products.
Isn't he sexy?
He's so genius.
We were
I
talking about how sexy he was, but how he looks like
Summer's
odd.
He looks odd. Yeah, there's something like he got hit in the face with a shovel, but
who?
Still
Clive
pulls
Owen
it off. You
he's
know,
in Children
he
of Men.
He's awesome.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Isn't he sexy?
He's
all right.
He's
it's
weird.
His personality that does it for me. I like
yeah.
It.
And
yeah,
like
but Inside Man was a lot more than like a bank robbery.
He could
film.
Just talk
I like
me
like
into
it was
the
a lot
sack.
More than
a, he just really.
Except
could.
For I didn't like the fact that Denzel Washington.
We've got to go.
Dude, Denzel Washington is always the same.
I would be
same
like
character.
Bachelor
always,
number three all the way.
I'm a hostage negotiator again.
And I'm black, and I don't talk black.
Whoa, 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 whoa!
But
Denzel Washington was working for some sort of police agency
like
in this
turtles.
Movie,
and he was black, but he doesn't act black, but he uses black
like
terminology
turtles.
And wears a
like
suit,
turtles.
Always
like
wearing a suit
with a hat.
Yeah,
I
like man.
Turtles.
And he's always say, like he's always like saving somebody.
You really like that?
I do.
He's a great actor, though. I like.
We
he's great at what he does, but it's like the only.
Let's listen to. All right, let's listen to the whole video real quick.
Okay.
No, what?
He's really excited about
it. Listen to it like 10 times today.
Let him be excited.
Go.
Here we go.
Back here live at the Waterfront Village with my friend, the zombie, Jonathan. You're looking good. Jonathan just got an awesome face paint job. What do you think?
I like turtles.
All right, you're great zombie.
And she's like, wants to die
Waterfront
laughing.
Waterfront Village, open for the next 11
days.
It's
so funny.
She's like, your kid's special, son.
Oh, Ethan's totally going to do something like that on TV.
All right, we're out of here, people.
He's not allowed on YouTube.
We'll talk to you next week.
Bye.
Bye.
Yeah.
Drop a deuce. Twice. Two deuces. Dos deuce.
All right, Star Fox for me.